Taylor Swift gets even more fearless as Kanye West preps a massive documentary on Netflix. This is Billboard News Now, and these are your top stories for Wednesday, April 7th.
On November 11, 2008, then 18-year-old Taylor Swift dropped her blockbuster sophomore album, Fearless, which would go on to earn the country pop singer her first number one on the Billboard 200, plus her first Album of the Year win at the 2010 Grammy Awards. Now, almost 13 years later, very on brand for her, on Friday, April 9th, Swifties will get to relive the magic with Fearless, Taylor's version. Here's everything we know about the LP so far. There'll be more collabs on new songs, like the already released You All Over Me from The Vault featuring Maren Morris. You are over me. When announcing the entire track list via Twitter on April 3rd, Taylor revealed Keith Urban actually duets with her on That's When and sings harmonies on We Were Happy. And speaking of the track list, the album includes re-recordings of all original 19 songs from the Platinum edition of Fearless, along with Today Was a Fairy Tale, which Taylor wrote and recorded for the 2010 rom-com Valentine's Day, plus six total from the Vault tunes, like the just-dropped Mr. Perfectly Fine.
And you're Mr. Perfectly Fine.
Also included as a bonus track is the Dance Floor Ready Elvira remix of Love Story Taylor's version, bringing the total to 27.
It's a love story, baby, just say yes.
And finally, after failed attempts to buy back her masters, Taylor's decision to re-record her first six albums, put out between 2006 and 2017 by Big Machine Label Group, is an effort to regain her freedom and take back what's hers. In 2019, she told Billboard, "When I created these songs, I didn't know what they would grow up to be. Going back in and knowing that it meant something to people is actually a really beautiful way to celebrate what the fans have done for my music."
It's a love story.
Ahead of the big drop, reminisce with Love Story Taylor's version.
What if somebody from the shadow was ill, got a deal on the hottest rap label of brand?
A multi-part documentary featuring never-before-seen home videos and other rare footage of Kanye West is coming to Netflix in 2021, and it looks like the streamer spared no expense for its involvement. Sources familiar with the project say Netflix acquired the as-yet-untitled miniseries for upwards of $30 million from Time Studios and Clarence Cootie Simmons and Chike Oza, more commonly known as Cootie and Chike, who directed two of Kanye's first videos, along with Through the Wire.
And I swear this right here, history in the making, man.
And the third version of Jesus Walks.
I'm just trying to say the way school needs teachers, the way Kathleen needed Regis, that's the way I need Jesus.
And actually, back in 2014, Cootie told Billboard Kanye asked them to take another crack at interpreting the 2004 song because he said the first two versions, helmed by other directors, don't have the soul and feeling that I want. Anyways, here's what fans can expect from the upcoming doc. One source says Cootie has been filming Kanye since the 1990s in Chicago, and their relationship will serve as the backbone of the series, which will tell the story of the rapper and producer's rise to success, plus fame's impact on him and hip-hop's impact on popular culture, as well as the world's evolving relationship with celebrity. A second source says it'll also deal with the death of Kanye's mother, Donda West, and the impact it had on him, his personal evolution in recent years, his successful move into fashion design, and his unsuccessful run for president in 2020. It's unclear, however, whether it'll chronicle his ongoing divorce from Kim Kardashian. While Kanye is not creatively involved in the production, the second source says he's essentially given his support by allowing himself to be filmed by Cootie and Chike for 21 years. So their creative control company will produce alongside Time Studios.
Thanks, Jordan. That's going to do it for today. I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News Now.